I have no words. My voice is in my sword. The character Macduff speaks this line in the final act of Shakespeare's blood-soaked tragedy Macbeth. Centuries later, Macduff's words are not lost on 5 juvenile offenders in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Their propensity toward fighting to resolve their differences with others is a large part of why these teenagers were court-ordered to perform Shakespeare this spring at a girls' club in the city. Reporter Pippin Ross went to a rehearsal recently, and she has this report.
Ask 15-year-old Samantha about herself, and the distinction between life and art blurs.
I'm like the meanest person in the city. Yeah. No, yeah, sort of.
Samantha is presumably describing her scene as Kate, the pugnacious and fiery lead in Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. Samantha herself is on probation for assault and battery. 16-year-old Amber, who is also in trouble for getting into fights, and is also Kate in a different scene, says playing Shakespeare is a lot more fun than performing more traditional community service.
I'd rather do this than cleaning. I like it. It's all right. Do you have an extra cigarette?
The same can be said for 14-year-old Ashley, who's here for trying to choke her vice principal. Playing the gender-bending Viola, the Duke's emissary in Twelfth Night, has helped her see that people often do crazy things for a reason.
Kids get in trouble because they want to get in trouble and they want attention. They want the negative attention.
That's something Shakespeare may have understood.
If Shakespeare were alive, he'd probably be in my court because they say he was quite a rebel.
Court-ordered Shakespeare was the idea of juvenile court judge Paul Paracci. A former high school principal, Paracci admits he loathed Shakespeare until he saw how the kids responded to performances at his school by Shakespeare and Company, a theater troupe located in the Berkshires of Western Massachusetts, known for its skill at deboning the bard.
There's something about all the violence that there is in Shakespeare. For some reason or other, when they get involved in acting it out, it helps with their ability to manage anger, I think.
As a judge, Paracci and the Shakespeare troupe secured an $18,000 grant to set up this artistic exercise for kids on probation. They've been doing it for 3 years.
And these kids that don't know who Shakespeare is have never had a successful experience in their life that was legal anyways. All of a sudden, they start doing things that they didn't think they could do. And we had a couple of kids that were illiterate the first year, and they were reciting, from memory, scenes from Hamlet.
This group is still a ways from committing their lines to memory, but that weird Shakespeare grammar totally works.
He might have took his answer long, long ago.
If I did love you in my master's flame, in your denial I would find no sense. I would not understand it.
Kevin Coleman is Shakespeare and Company's Director of Education Programs.
And when they read the language, they go, God, yuck.
Though yuck is not one of Shakespeare's words, Coleman says the kids are quick to discover that behind the awkward language are stories about stuff they know well. Betrayal, lust, rebellion, power, deception, stupidity, and defiance.
But when they speak the language, when the language is spoken to them, they have a very different experience. They're encountering it as theater, which you do, and not as literature, which you read and then think about.
And put your hand on your belly. Nice big breath in. Right, fill up your belly with air.
To varying degrees of enthusiasm, the kids start rehearsals with a warm-up. They have no choice. Not participating has consequences, everything from community service to jail time. Screwing up is simply not an option.
And as many to the vantage and would store the world in play for, I cannot read today, but I do think it is their husband's fault if wives do fall.
Again and again, instructors Barbie Cardillo and Miles Herder remind the kids this is not about flawless theater.
Guys, this is not about getting it right. This is not about doing the scene. We're not about acting. This is about
reading the words to each other, making eye contact, and if we give you an adjustment, just do it.
With just weeks to go before the actual performance, which is put on exclusively for family and friends, the kids' acting is halting and, well, juvenile.
You might do much. What is your parentage?
Above my fortunes, yet my state as well.
To your Lord, I cannot love him. Let him sin no more. Fare you well. I thank you for your pains. Send this for me.
But ask Ashley and Shatia what their scene from Twelfth Night is about, and there's no hesitation.
And he's Duke Messenger, so he comes to me and asks me if I want to marry Duke and if I love him, and da-da-da.
He's saying that Duke loves you and that he wants to marry you, and you're saying no.
Well, I like him. I think he's gorgeous. I think he's gorgeous.
You know I'm a girl.
Instructors Herder and Cardillo circulate the room, helping the kids find ways to connect the lines to their lives.
Is there a guy that you that you kind of think is kind of cute? That's it right there. So I can see you thinking about it. So try it again, thinking of whoever it is that you're thinking about right now.
Herder and Cardillo also make a point of treating the kids like the professionals they may potentially be. The hope is that giving the kids power, everything from choosing their own costumes to performing in front of an audience, and they'll begin to see being on stage is a lot more exciting than getting in trouble. Shannon, a chain-laden 16-year-old, admits she came into the program kicking and screaming. Now she describes it as a consolation prize.
And I get to express all of my uniqueness in a way that people would understand me, and I can act like a total idiot and nobody cares, which is so much fun.
Shannon plays the tragic Amelia, the character who steals Desdemona's handkerchief and prompts Othello into a murderous rage. In real life, Shannon is on probation for receiving stolen property. But that's where the parallel between art and life ends. Amelia dies at the end of Othello. Shannon is planning a long and storied career in acting. For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross in Pittsfield, Massachusetts.